This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to another episode of Tuning with Dev, a podcast dedicated to the people for mental health, for positive affirmations, self-belief, advice, information, and just your all go-to things for just anything that you're needing. I'm your host, Dev, and today we got a good one. And if this is your first time watching the Tuning with Dev podcast, I appreciate you and I thank you. And I hope that this is something or something that you see during this podcast will benefit your life in some type of way. And I just want to say thank y'all again and appreciate it. Sit back and relax and welcome and enjoy the show. And I dedicate this one to the content creators, the people who want to create content, the people who want to do videos, videography, just anything as far as, you know, like creating your own content and videos and pictures and just any type of advice that you would need. So today, that's who I'm dedicating this to, and also to dedicate this to Marcus Ellison. That's one of my friends who passed last year and is my main reason of actually putting in the work and actually continuing to work as far as content creation and chasing my dreams. He was always a person who chases dreams and was a benefit to the community, and I miss him, and I know a lot of people out there do miss him, but shout out to you, Marcus. We love you. We miss you. Yeah. And today, we're going to be getting real into all the topics content creation as far as struggling to make content, forcing yourself to make content, and what works best for you, because there's a lot of different things that we can talk about today, but we're going to get strictly into those three things and how they can benefit you and what you can use to implement them into your content and your daily life. If you ever felt stuck making content, like you didn't know what to make, or you're just forcing yourself, just putting out meaningless content that you don't even align yourself with, or just not liking it anymore, this episode is for you. And by the end of today's episode, I hope that you will have a clear path on what you want to do or what type of content you want to make and what you align yourself with. So hopefully this podcast helps you in just the littlest way or the biggest way, whichever works. We're going to start this off with the struggle of being authentic. Man, when I tell y'all that this is a one that resonates with a lot of people, including myself, I can sit here and tell you a story myself of I created content that I was just making just because I thought it would go viral. And I thought it's what people wanted to see. And I really had to go through that time and actually do it myself and get through that and realize that that's not what I wanted to do. And that wasn't authentic to myself. And that's something that a lot of us, including you, maybe struggle with and have to really hunker down and figure out what is it we truly want to be known for or talk about or align ourselves and values and put our name out there in the world with. I remember when I was only following the trends, the trendy sounds, the content that other people were making and just kind of mirroring those and using them as my own. I mean, I had videos that went viral, but I mean, it just wasn't like substantial. It didn't resonate with myself. It didn't, like, it wasn't something that I can continue to do. I was finding myself feeling like a job, feeling like I was forcing myself to create content, like it wasn't me. And I've made content from Would You Rather videos to Gridian videos, how to, and to what other videos that I can think of, just funny videos or betting videos and just stuff that I thought was cool for the moment, but it wasn't really me. A question we can all ask ourselves is, why is it so hard to be authentic, especially in today's world? The people in this world, all of us, we all create kind of like a hostile environment for each other, to where it's, you feel like you have to fit in. And if you're not fitting in, it's not okay. It's not right. And being authentic to yourself, that's something that you're going to have to sit down and have a conversation with and kind of figure that out. As far as being a content creator or just even in this world, you see all the success from all the other people, all the other content creators, all the other videos that they're making. And it's like, man, they got the success with this, so I need to do that too. And that's the way we kind of get on that hamster wheel and kind of ride the same wheel over and over and over. And it's, that's not the answer. And it's, we have to be able to understand that that's not authentic to ourselves. But I mean, hey, if that's you and that's what you align yourself with and you feel comfortable and you feel, you know, you get a sense of purpose out of that, then also to it, like, do that and you will be successful. But if it's something that you're just doing just to make money, just to make a video to post for the day or for the week, and you just struggle to just even create your own ideas to where you're just taking other people's ideas, it's probably not the right way to go about doing certain things. So, I mean, I would kind of take a step back and reevaluate that. And I want y'all to take a moment right now. Everybody watching this video, the last time that you made content, was it something that you truly aligned with? Is it something that you really wanted to do? Is that something that you can be known for, that you want to go forward, that you want other businesses and even your kids to see? Is that something that you want to do, like, going forward for the rest of your life or just in this period of time? Like, really think about that. Is that what you really want to do? Like, take a second. Because if it is, then all for it. We're all for it. I support you. We all support you. Continue to make that. But if it's not, then it's maybe time to have that hard conversation with yourself in the mirror. Now we can get into some tips to be authentic, to create authentic content and have those authentic conversations. First, let's take a step back from content creation. Let's take a step back from social media and looking at everybody else's videos. Sit here and think, what is something that you like to do? You personally, what is something that you like to do? Not the next person, not what you think the audience wants to hear. What is something that you like to do? You like to cook? Do you like to clean? Do you like to paint? Do you like to talk? Do you like to talk about sports? Whatever it is, write that down or just note it in your head. Put it in your phone, whichever way is easier. Create for yourself, not the audience. It may sound the opposite of what people tell you as far as getting engagement and things like that and finding a niche and a crowd, an audience, but create for yourself, then for the audience. Because if you don't like what you do, you'll never be able to continue on that path of creating that content, because it's going to feel like a job. You're not going to like it. You're going to want to quit. It's going to feel dragging and you're not going to be motivated. So create something that you like to do. If you like to talk sports, well, hey, talk about sports on, record yourself talking about sports. It's very simple. And anybody that I meet that expresses themselves or expresses that they want to create content, or they just like, I'll do it next week. I'm like, no, like, hey, like, I try to hold them accountable. Like, hey, like, do it today. Just record a video and post it. It doesn't matter the views, the likes, the comments it gets. It's just that you started on the journey that you're wanting to start on. And you're being authentic to yourself because this is something that you've wanted to do. And you can set aside time to actually do it. And we made it to the pitfalls of forcing yourself to make content. We've all been there. We've all done it. if you're a content creator or just stuff in general life, you want to be consistent. So you just make a video, throw something together really quickly, add a sound to it, and post it just for the benefit of being consistent. You're telling yourself, hey, I'm being consistent, but is it something that you want to do though? That's the question. If it's not, you're technically not being consistent. You're just forcing stuff and putting stuff out. And there's many different ways to find out if you've been forcing content. Guess what? If you don't feel like doing it, if it feels like a job, if you're tired and you're like, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it Monday, I'll do it this time. If you're not going to want to have that energy, or if you don't want to get up to do it, then it's probably something that you don't align yourself with, or it's something that you don't want to do, so you're forcing yourself to make the content. And what does this do? This creates burnout. And the burnout, it doesn't just affect you physically, but mentally. You'll have a lot of mental things going on in your head and a lot of back and forth of, do I really want to do this? You'll have yourself questioning if you even want to create content anymore, because it's not fun. That's why it's so important to find something that you want to create and something that aligns with yourself and makes you happy and makes you excited to talk about. And I can kind of give you some tips or some solutions if you've been forcing content. First, take a break. Take a couple of days, a couple of hours, maybe even a week, and just figure out what you truly want to make and what you want to do. Another way is you can batch content. You can make multiple videos the same day. That way, you're not having to force that content out. You're not having to give subpar effort as far as the content that you're making. You're just forcing it and just trying to be consistent. Know your limits and set a realistic expectation on yourself when it comes to making and recording this content. Because if you can't say it like, oh, I'm going to record 5 days out of the week, that's probably impossible as far as people having school, work, or just even wanting to be consistent. So I hope those tips help you with the creating content and not forcing it out. And now we're to the one that I think is the most important. Finding what works for you. This right here is something that it took me a long time to learn. Finding what works for you. That works for you, not someone else, not that you see the success of somebody else doing. Find what works for you. This right here is the time where you need to be experimental. Try, write down, figure out what you want to do, 5-10 different things. I want you to make 5-10 different videos or whatever you want to do. Try these out. And whichever one you're like, man, like after you make it and you've posted it and you're like excited to do it again, that's probably the one that you should keep going and using, because that's probably the one that you align yourself with. So don't watch other people's stuff and be like, well, they got 1 million views. They got 5 million views. So why can't I do it? It's a trendy thing. Nah, that's not going to, that's only trendy for right there. But once you figure out what you want to do, it's going to be way easier to record and you won't have struggles with that. And like I said, experiment with different styles, and also listen to your audience, your friends, your family, the people who are commenting on your videos. If they like it, keep making the videos. If they're like, this doesn't seem like you, or it seems like you're forcing it, then I probably wouldn't keep going with that. I'll probably try something else. And then pay attention to what feels fun and natural for yourself. And then along with that, you can kind of base it off the numbers, but if something's doing good, that's probably something that you should keep doing. The moment that I found the thing that I wanted to do as far as creating this podcast or creating, you know, mental health, self-motivational, self-belief videos, that's when I felt like this is it, because I'm excited to talk about this stuff. This is something like me helping people is something that I love to do, and it's not a task to me. It's something that I love to do, and it excites me. It makes me happy. It gives me a purpose in life, and it's something that I want to continue to do. And it took me however long to get to that point of meaningless videos, meaningless content, to me finding my purposeful content and videos that I can make to share with you all, and my advice and tips, and just speaking with y'all and creating a community. So if that's something that you can do, then that's something that you put your mind to create and, you know, find out for yourself. And you have to give yourself permission to pivot. Don't feel like you have to stay on this line that you think that you're on of this career path, this content creation path, this job path, this relationship path. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. You can find in this world what's right for you as far as content creation, your job, your relationships, your friends, your family, whatever you think is right for you. It may not be. It's what's benefiting you, what makes sense for you. And only you know that. So I encourage y'all to go out there and just try something new. Try to find something to where you're not forcing yourself to do it. Find something that you enjoy doing and actually do it. Remember that content is a journey, and finding out where it works best for you is part of that journey. And that's what you need to stick to. And if anything in today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you to hit the like button, share it with somebody, send it to somebody, comment things that you would want to hear me talk about, or just something that resonated with you. And if I have a Discord that if you want to join as far as the community, be able to speak like-minded individuals, you know, as far as mental health, self-belief, and just working on yourself, it's Tune In With Dev. Is my Instagram, TikTok, everything is Tune In With Dev, and the Tune In With Fam is the Discord. So everything will be linked below. I thank y'all. I really appreciate y'all taking out the time of your day. I really do. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank y'all. Episodes come out every Monday of the Tune In With Dev podcast. So by the time you're seeing this, the video should be out on Monday. Let's keep the conversation going, and comment down below of things that you want to hear or hear me speak about. Thanks for tuning in with Dev. Thank y'all for watching the podcast, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate it. And I'll never stop being appreciative for people that take the time to hear me speak, or just if I'm able to help somebody, I really appreciate that. And if you can let me know if I've ever helped you, just let me know in the podcast comments, the YouTube comments, and see y'all next week, every Monday. Peace.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.